This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're the KNC Masterpiece, and if you go to 105.3 The Fan, if you go 105.3thefan.com, if you go check out the fan cam, you can see Mike Bassick representing his old show with his G-Bag Nation shirt.
Possibly his new show. I think he might be trying to jump back.
Really want to enjoy that. So, yep. Broadus, if you could wear a KNC shirt today, that would be fantastic.
I don't have a KNC shirt, guys.
Well, how about you put out some effort, buddy? All right, so what we're talking about right now is we've got caught so much up in the finances and all the squabbling back and forth with Major League Baseball, is I think this has kind of been lost a little bit in the run, Bassick, for the now proposed 76-game schedule. And it sounds like the World Series would still essentially end at almost the exact same time as it does otherwise. And one of the reasons being is something you were reading with a quote from an epidemiologist. Yeah, take it away.
So here it is. This is from USA Today. I feel like this is a reputable source. USA Today, Bob Nightingale, writing about the MLB negotiations. Yesterday, MLB giving a new proposal to the MLB Players Association. Here's the paragraph that stood out to me. And listen to this, football fans. I get it. It's a baseball article. This has to do with our Dallas Cowboys and the NFL and college football. MLB officials are adamant that the regular season must end by September 27, with postseason finishing at the end of October. Here it goes. After speaking with medical experts who believe a second wave of coronavirus will sweep across the nation again in the fall. If the postseason is canceled, MLB stands to lose about $1 billion in TV revenue.
Yeesh.
Now, that's the MLB worrying about their money. Totally get it. I get what they're negotiating. Did you hear that for the people that don't care about baseball? That's fine. I get it. Some people like baseball. Some people like basketball. Most all of us like football that are listening to sports talk radio. Baseball is saying we can't play in November. If we plan in November, epidemiologists, medical experts, CDC have told us you're planning to fail if you put something in November. Because we think you're going to be very disappointed with what's going to happen in November once again, especially in our country. And I just, when I read that paragraph out of all the Major League Baseball stuff, and I'll get into that in Baseball Nuggets, I read, dude, Dallas Cowboys football, NFL, college football conferences, getting into bowl season. Is that all going to be canceled?
Yeah. And that's the thought that crossed my mind, because I think you can make, there's a few different arguments for this, but I think you can put up October as maybe the best month for sports, because you get NBA starting back up, you get the NHL starting back up, you're in the midst of important football and then really important college football stuff, and then you have the World Series. And the description of that article might be, yeah, soak it in, guys, because this is going to be your last hurrah. And
I
don't know what they're going to do if they postpone the football season. Holy
now, obviously,
cow.
This is prediction. This is predictions by epidemiologists, by medical experts that Major League Baseball is talking to. Or you can take it as this. And I think there's a 10% chance on this, and I'll only give it 10% because I don't think that the owners and the commissioner would be lying about this, because I think it would be tough to lie about this. It is a prediction by medical experts, but they could be doing this, and I'm just going to throw it out there. Hey, we don't want to play 100 games, and we don't want to play 114 games. Let's scare the pee out of the Major League Baseball Players Association, and let's tell them the CDC people and the epidemiologists and the medical experts we're talking to are saying in November our country's getting shut down again. So stop giving us proposals with 100 games, and that playoffs are going to happen in November, and that we'll possibly do them at a, you know, in Arlington, because New York and places up in the Northeast and Northwest aren't going to be able to handle the weather then for baseball. Stop giving us those proposals, because our country's going to be shut down in November. They could be lying. I don't think they are, but I'm going to throw that out there, that there is the possibility, very small, that the owners and the commissioner of baseball are lying so that baseball re-proposal back, they're like, look, we put it out there on paper. And maybe they would be lying, but I don't think they are on this one.
I don't think they're lying either. However, if I may counterpoint,
okay,
I don't dispute that that's how the virus could come roaring back. What I dispute is that is how the country will react this time. I truly believe, and like, I saw some people throwing this out there, and I do remember that at the time. And this is the kind of tough thing about it. From the 210, the same people that said 2.2 million people were going to die, oh, okay. And from the 817, BS, when has the CDC been right so far? And this
that 2.2 million number, you got to put it in context. They said if no
social distancing or quarantining and everything like that. But that's the thing about this, Reggie. You know this just as well as I do.
Sure.
Is that is what makes this argument so complicated. Is right now we're at what, like 100? I mean, I don't mean to say it flippantly like this, and I apologize for that. Is about 110,000 people in the U.S., give or take, have died. Compare that to the original projections of 1 million to 2.2 million if no quarantining and no social distancing. So if you think that that was the best thing to do, your argument will be we could have saved 2.1 million lives. If you think it was a complete overreaction, your argument would be, yeah, but look at how things have gone with deaths and hospitalizations in states that have already opened up. Not that problematic. Maybe we overreacted. And the thing is, you'll never have a better answer. Like, you can trot out whatever method you want. You'll never know the answer because we all did what we did, and that's the direction we went.
Yeah.
So my counterpoint to this is, I think that society, at least in America, pushes back this time. I say, okay, if you get to November and they're like, uh-oh, here comes the coronavirus again, and it could be the same. I think people are going to push back, especially, if this happens midway through October, you are going to have a wave of people that come out and say, I want to let you know I'm going to vote depending on what you do. So I think you're going to have a wave of people who are like, I'm going to vote for the candidate who's going to keep my business open, who is going to keep my family in clothes and in their home. And I really wonder if that's the direction this will go, and people will push back. So I'm not here to dispute the science of the medical part. I just don't know if society is going to stand for it again.
I hear you, and I think that's a great point. I'd also like to point out to Artolos, I'm not making this up. I'm just reading.
No, Mike, you're making it up.
The CDC, like, he's like, shut your ass up. You're just buying into the fear. I haven't bought into anything. I'm telling you what the owner and the commissioner, or the owners and commissioner of baseball, told the Major League Baseball Players Association yesterday in their proposal. Shut up about November. We can't play. A second wave is coming. All the medical experts have told us this. I didn't say that. The medical experts said that. So I guess you're calling medical experts morons. Stop calling me that.
Or at least you're calling the MLB morons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with that right now. And in fact, Bassick, I wanted to get your thoughts on this because I know you have your own radical business plan if these negotiations continue to fall apart.
Through Twitter.
Do you want to Twitter Shark Tank this and make your pitch for your alternative to Major League Baseball?
I would, I don't want to say love for this to happen, but it just seems like right now the owners are trying to break the players. Their whole deal is because the NFL is broken. This is where the NFL Players Association crushes, you know, Major League Baseball Players Association by just giving in to everything the owners want, pretty much. Is the owners see that. Those billionaires are friends with the billionaires that own football teams too. And they're like, how do you get whatever you want whenever you want? And they're like, they're just athletes. They'll just say whatever. We eventually break all of them. They've been broken since 87. And they're like, all we got to do is break them. Let's break them. Let's make them football players. Let's make this baseball union the football union, and we'll break them, and we'll get everything we want the rest of our lives. And that's where the NFL, that's why I get mad at them, because it does affect other players' associations, because they're so weak and do not stand for anything when it comes to collective bargaining agreement. Then now, this is where the billionaires are like, break them just like the owners in football broke them. If they can break football players and they've been breaking them for 30 years, let's break this. And we just, Faye Vincent, who went through it in 94, is like, owners, stop it. They're not the NFLPA. This is very different. We've tried for 50 or 60 years to break this since Marvin Miller started the Players Association. We've failed every time we failed. I get it. The owners smell blood in the water. They did a great job in 2015-16 in taking Tony Clark to the bank, man. He stunk it up. I love the dude. Tony stunk it up in the last negotiations, and he knows he did. And he knows he won't get beat that bad again. But the owners smell blood in the water. They just saw their other owners in football just take the football players again to the bank and clean them out. And they're just like, we can do this. We don't care about coronavirus. We don't care about the fans. We care about breaking the players. And that's what they're trying to do right now. They're not trying to get baseball back. They're trying to break the players, because if they can break them one time, they believe they'll be broken forever, because when they broke them in 87 in football, they broke them forever. Yep. Nobody stood up for anything ever since when it comes to a whole unit standing up. Yes, did Emmett Smith stand up to Jerry Jones a little bit? Did Elliott stand up recently? Is Dak Prescott trying to stand up for a few of his rights? Yes, but collectively, the NFLPA just says, I want my money. I want it now. Just give me whatever you want to give me. And so that's what they're trying to get Major League Baseball players to do.
And that's why Bassick has been feverishly using Twitter to get in contact with Vince McMahon to start up his XMLB.
Yeah, the XFL, what if he wanted to do Major League Baseball? I don't know if he'd just call it X Baseball Association, XBA.
You're going to have to come up with a better name than that, Bassick, if we're going to get this thing off the ground.
Extreme Baseball Association.
All right, I'm in. The XBA. Let's make it happen.
But we need, like, I know that then people started putting in really great, like, tweets to me and really shutting me down. I was like, stop giving me great questions that are that are the answer that we can't do this. Because they're like, isn't there antitrust laws that baseball can't have anything competing against it and baseball and stuff? And I'm like, yes, that rule stinks. Can we get that out of there so we can start, like, an 8 or 10 team league?
Vince McMahon got lobby money. We can do that.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Get Mark Cuban to get a team. You get, like, A-Rod and CeCe maybe to be part of an ownership of a team. You get people that want to be part of baseball but don't want to be part of Major League Baseball. You go sign Mookie Betts to a big-time contract. You go get George Springer, who's a free agent. Guess what? This draft that's happening, most of the premium players are going to get undercut by their bonus structure and not even really get drafted. All of a sudden, I can get the premium high school kids and the premium college kids to come to my league. So it's far-fetched. It's a dream. But, I mean, you could really undercut Major League Baseball if it's possible.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.